Chapter 5, Guide to the Foyer and Front of House Areas. This chapter is a guide to our front of house and foyer areas and the location of our box office, restaurant and bar. The main glass entrance has both sliding, automatic doors and normal hinge doors, which may be opened towards or away from you. When facing the entrance from the outside, you will find the automatic door on the left and the regular door on the right. Then there's a small vestibule area before another set of electric and hinge doors in the same layout. Once inside the well-lit main foyer, please be aware that there is a large doormat and, beyond that, a freestanding donation box directly in front of you. Box office is a short walk ahead and to the right. Of course, being a theatre in the round, you will soon become aware of the curvature of the building as you move around the front of house areas. The box office has three counters, plus a low-level counter based at the far end. As mentioned, if you are attending one of our audio describe performances, you can collect your headset from one of our box office staff. We also have two wheelchairs available for use. Please ask a member of the team. Just past box office, along the left-hand wall, you will find auditorium door 4. Past door 4 on your right, you will find the ground floor toilets. The ladies are through the door to the right and the gents to the left. You'll need to push one door, enter a small vestibule area, then push a second door to access the main toilet areas. Just round the corner from the gents and a few feet down a short corridor, there is an accessible toilet on the right. This door pulls open. Across from box office, you'll find a confectionery counter where ice cream and a selection of chocolates and sweets are sold. There are comfortable seating areas either side of this, but please be aware of rope barriers which are put in place to direct people towards the counter. If you are visiting us for a touch tour, the area around box office is the point where you'll be met by one of our access team. Here, you will also find a large display cabinet, which contains a collection of local pottery. We also have a gift shop to the left of the main entrance. This stocks beautifully designed crafts, gifts, and a wide selection of greeting cards. Opening times are from 10 a.m. until either 6 p.m. on non-performance days, or until the end of performances on show days. Please be aware there are several freestanding displays dotted around the centre of the shop. There is also a small welcome desk just across from the shop where you can pay for any items you wish to purchase and where you can also buy programmes on performance days. On non-performance days, payments can be made at box office. Just outside the shop to your left, there is a payphone on the wall, although our box office or front of house staff will happily call a taxi to collect you should you wish. A little further past this, again to your left as you leave the shop, you will find our lounge area with plenty of comfy seating and tables and chairs to relax in. In here, you will also find auditorium door 3. There is also a lift situated on the left-hand wall between the shop and the lounge. The lift will take you up to the bar area, cafe, and auditorium doors 1 and 2. Door 1 is to your left on exiting the lift, and door 2 is to your right. Inside the lift, buttons are marked G for ground floor and 1 for the first floor. If you're not using the lift, there's a flight of stairs situated directly across from the main entrance. There are 3 steps up to a small landing. Then the staircase splits, with one flight rising to your left and another to your right. Both flights contain 14 steps each and lead to a further landing. Once here, turn 90 degrees and take a final 3 steps up to the first floor. To help guide you, there's a metal handrail running along the centre of the first 3 steps up to the first landing, and then to either side of the split staircase. You will exit the stairs directly into the open plan cafe area, with seating to the left and the service counter almost directly in front of you. Our catering team will be more than happy to assist you in any way, including giving recommendations from our menu and helping you to find a table, along with table number for service. To your left, just past the cafe seating area, you will find toilets in the same layout as downstairs, with ladies through the door to the right, gents to the left, and an accessible toilet a little further along the corridor to the left and round the corner from the gents. Across from here, you'll also find auditorium door 2. Now, if we imagine ourselves back at the top of the stairs, having just arrived at the first floor, to the right of the stairway, you will find the bar area. The bar itself is located along the left-hand wall, and the open plan seating area widens out with plenty of tables and chairs for you to relax in. It's worth mentioning that before the bar area opens out fully, there are a couple of tall tables which may need navigating around, with tall breakfast bar style stools. These are in the centre of the floor near the bar. At the other side of these, there is a long low-level table with stools, which runs a considerable way around the curved right-hand wall. Also, along the wall near the bar, you will find auditorium door 1. If your seats are on our balcony, you will need to use either door 1 or 2 on the first floor. Unfortunately, our balcony does not have lift access, and you will need to take stairs up to it. It's also worthy of note that both our bar and cafe areas feature floor-to-ceiling windows. The cafe area looks out onto the main road and theatre entrance, and the bar area has a view of our tree-lined car park and workspace building, which is used for rehearsals.